Welcome to Unpolished but Called. I'm your host, Catherine Schaefer, and today we're going to continue our series on the 12 apostles. Today we're going to talk about Thaddeus, and Thaddeus is one of those names we tend to skip past when we read the list of the apostles. He's there, but he's quiet. No dramatic backstory, no famous failure, no flashy redemption arc. Just a name sitting between louder personalities. Easy to miss if you're not paying attention. And honestly, that alone makes him feel like family. Because so many of us love Jesus quietly. We follow faithfully without applause. We show up, do the work, stay committed, and still wonder sometimes if our obedience even registers. Thaddeus feels like the disciple for the people who don't need a spotlight, but still want to be close to Jesus. The ones who stand just off to the side, listening carefully, loving deeply, and hoping their quiet faith matters. So today, we're going to sit with the apostle, Thaddeus, who's also been called Jude, the background disciple in a spotlight story. And the more we get to know him, the more we realize how much of our own walk with Jesus looks just, maybe just like his. Thaddeus enters the story without fanfare, which already tells us something important about his character. He wasn't trying to stand out. He wasn't angling for attention. He didn't arrive with bold declaration or dramatic gestures. He simply followed Jesus. Faithfully, consistently, without needing recognition. Even his name reflects that quiet presence. In the Gospels, he's listed as Thaddeus, sometimes as Judas, not Iscariot, sometimes connected to James. It's almost as if Scripture itself struggles to give him a singular spotlight identity. And yet, Jesus chose him deliberately. And that matters. Jesus doesn't accidentally call disciples. He doesn't fill seats for balance. He invites people because he sees something worth shaping. So Thaddeus lived close enough to Jesus to hear his private teaching, to watch his compassion unfold in real time, to witness miracles that others only heard about secondhand. He walked the same dusty roads, ate the same meals, listened to the same parables, felt the exact same tension rising as oppositions grew stronger. Even without recorded speeches or dramatic scenes, Thaddeus was present for everything that mattered. And that's already deeply relatable. So many of us assume impact only comes through visible moments. We equate significance with volume. We think being used by God must look loud, public, or impressive. Thaddeus challenges that assumption simply by existing. He followed Jesus closely without becoming famous for it. His faithfulness didn't need a platform to be real. There's one moment where Thaddeus does speak, and it's so telling. During Jesus' final teaching with the disciples, Thaddeus asks a question that cuts right to the heart of things. He asks why Jesus plans to reveal himself to the disciples, but not to the world. It's not a selfish question. It's not about status or recognition. It's about understanding God's heart. So that question tells us so much about him. Thaddeus wasn't worried about his own visibility. He was thinking bigger. He wanted to understand how Jesus planned to work in the world. He wanted clarity about God's mission, not his own role. That's the kind of faith that often goes unnoticed. Thoughtful, humble, concerned with God's glory rather than personal importance. And Jesus answers him with patience and depth, explaining that love and obedience opened the door to divine revelation. And Thaddeus listens. No argument, no follow-up debate, just quiet reception. Sometimes discipleship looks like learning to accept answers that don't elevate us but deepen us. Thaddeus' relationship with Jesus wasn't built on moments of recognition. It was built on trust. He didn't need to be seen to stay faithful. He didn't need affirmation to keep following. He just loved Jesus enough to stay in the background, which is something many of us are learning to do in our own lives. Loving God without guarantees of acknowledgement. Trusting Him even when our obedience feels invisible. That kind of faith requires humility. It also requires security, the kind that comes from knowing you belong, even when no one is watching. Thaddeus had that. He stayed, he listened, he learned. And when Jesus spoke about love, obedience, and intimacy with the Father, Thaddeus leaned in instead of stepping forward. And so many of us live right there. We aren't trying to be the face of anything. We just want to be faithful. We want to understand God better. We want our quiet yes to matter. Thaddeus shows us that it does. But then everything changed. So after the resurrection, the disciples step into a world that looks nothing like the one they left behind. Jesus is no longer walking beside them physically. The safety of his immediate presence is gone. What remains is the calling to carry his message forward, to live what they learned, to love the way he loved. And for someone like Thaddeus, this is where his quiet strength truly shines. Tradition tells us that Thaddeus traveled far to share the gospel into regions like Syria, Mesopotamia, and Persia. No grand announcements, no recorded sermons, just steady obedience. He preached Christ in places where Jesus' name was unknown, often unwelcomed, and sometimes dangerous. The disciple who once asked about how Jesus would reveal himself to the world now became part of that revelation. And there's something deeply meaningful about that. Thaddeus didn't just ask questions. He lived the answers. His ministry wasn't marked by drama, but by endurance. He carried the message of Christ into hard places, trusting that God could work through a quiet, faithful servant. He didn't need a crowd. He didn't need recognition. He needed obedience. And that was enough. Tradition also tells us that Thaddeus was martyred for his faith. Accounts vary, but most agree that his life ended because he refused to deny Christ. The background disciple stayed faithful to the end. No spotlight, no recorded final words, just a life poured out for the Savior he followed quietly but completely. And that legacy speaks louder than any speech ever could. Thaddeus reminds us that faithfulness doesn't have to be flashy to be powerful. His life tells us that obedience in obscurity still shapes eternity. He didn't need to be known by crowds to be known by God. He didn't need to be remembered by history to leave a mark on the kingdom. And that's incredibly freeing for us. So many of us feel pressured to do more, be more, say more. We worry our quiet obedience doesn't count. Thaddeus gently corrects that lie. His life says that God sees the ones who serve without applause. God uses the ones who love without recognition. God builds his kingdom through people who stay faithful, even when no one is watching. We don't have to force significance. We don't have to manufacture impact. We don't have to chase visibility. We just have to stay close to Jesus and say yes to what he puts in front of us. Thaddeus did that, and his life still speaks. So thanks for spending this time with me today. Thaddeus reminds us that the kingdom of God is built just as much by quiet faithfulness as it is by bold leadership. His life tells us that loving Jesus deeply doesn't require a spotlight. It requires a willing heart. And if you've ever felt unseen, overlooked, or quietly faithful in a loud world, you're in very good company. If this episode resonated with you, I'd love for you to follow and subscribe so you don't miss the rest of our December Disciple series or to catch up on the rest, what we've already gone through. You can also support this podcast and find devotionals, studies, and other resources to walk out your faith at katherineschaefer.com. Everything there is created to help you stay rooted, encouraged, and reminded that your obedience matters. So thank you for listening. Thank you for showing up. And until next time, keep following Jesus. Even when the story feels quiet, God is still writing something beautiful through it.